the topic of my invitation this evening is going to differ from the theme of this evening's song service, which was forgiveness. Mine is going to be on humility. I have no idea what humility is. It's been something I've struggled with. It's something that I've been told about. It's something that I've been warned about. It's not be prideful or boastful of what I have. And so it's something that I never knew affected me so much in my walk with Christ. So I started out with the question, what is humility? Why do I have to be humble? And I started thinking about that song we always sing. What is it? I just forgot the words to it. See, lost my train of thought. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. So I looked for the verse. I looked online and I found the verse in James chapter 4. In James 4, we are told why we should be humble before God, why it is necessary in our lives to be humble before God. It says in James chapter 4, in verse 6, but he gives a greater grace. Therefore it says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to your God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be miserable and mourn the weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy to bloom. Humble yourselves in the presence of the Lord, and he will exalt you. Just that one verse right there tells you why you need to be humble, why you need to have humility in your life. And so I would like to find some sort of, this is my train of thought, I wanted to find something or someone in the Bible that had struggled with humility in their life and had struggled with pride in their life and it had a fallout with God, but they also reconnected with God. And so I found two kings that had this issue. I found King Hezekiah and King Uzziah, both in 2 Chronicles. So if you turn with me to 2 Chronicles, I'm going to read about them. Both of these kings, they fell out with God because of pride in their life. And they both had a connection with God. They both knew who God was. They respected God. But because of exaltation and adoration, they felt boastful. They felt higher and above all else. They felt that they were higher than others and they were had people below them. Now they're kings. Of course you may feel like that if you're a king. I know I would. So it was a dangerous game for them to play. But in 2 Chronicles chapter 26 and verse 16, we're going to read about King Uzziah. 26 and verse 16. But when he being Uzziah, became strong, his heart was so proud that he acted corruptly, and he was unfaithful to the Lord his God. For he entered the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. Then Azariah, the priest, entered in after him, and with 80 priests of the Lord, valiant men, they opposed Uzziah, the king, and said to him, it is not for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord, but for the priests, the sons of Aaron, who are consecrated to burn incense. Get out of the sanctuary, for you have been unfaithful, and you have no honor from the Lord God. But Uzziah, with a censer in his hand for burning incense, was enraged. And while he was enraged with the priests, the leprosy broke out on his forehead before the priests in the house of the Lord, beside the altar of incense. And Azariah, the chief priest, and all the priests looked at him, and behold, he was leprous on his forehead, and they hurried him out of there. And he himself also hastened to get out, because the Lord had smitten him. And King Uzziah was a leper to the day of his death. We see here that Uzziah did not reconnect with God. He sinned. That sin separated him from God. And he didn't try to correct it in any way. And so we read on also in verse 21. And he lived in a separate house, being a leper, and he was cut off from the church of the Lord. And Jotham his son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of Uzziah, first to last, the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, has written, so Uzziah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the field of the grave, which belonged to the king. So they said, he is a leper. And Jotham his son became king in his place. We see Uzziah that never connected again with God. We read again about Hezekiah in chapter, same book, 2 Chronicles, chapter 32. Chapter 32, verse 22. So the Lord saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the land of Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, and from the hand of all others, and guided them on every side. And many were bringing gifts to the Lord at Jerusalem, and choice presents to Hezekiah the king of Judah, so that he was exalted in the sight of all nations thereafter. And in those days Hezekiah became morally ill, and he prayed to the Lord, and the Lord spoke to him and gave him a sign. But Hezekiah gave no return for the benefit he received, because his heart was proud. Therefore wrath came on him and on Judah and Jerusalem. However, Hezekiah humbled the pride of his heart, both he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the wrath of the Lord did not come on them in the days of Hezekiah. And if we skip on down to verse 32, I just want to point out that when Hezekiah died, he didn't die with a separation between him and God, similar to that of Uzziah. Now the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and his deeds of devotion, behold, they are written in the vision of Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. So Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the upper section of the tombs of the sons of David. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem honored him at his death, and his son Manasseh became the king in his place. It's quite apparent that we need to be humble towards our God. We need to realize our place. We need to recognize that he's above all else. We are his servants. We are here to do his work and his will. And so the theme of my whole little sermon I just preached is going to be coming from the book of Romans. Romans chapter 12. And thanks to Larry, I got this verse, so it better be right. If it's not, Larry's fault. All right, Romans chapter 12. Verse 3. For through the grace given to me, I say to every man among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think as so to have sound judgment as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. That's my little sermon. Just something that I didn't really know about. I didn't know humility was so important in my walk with Jesus. Now I do. I got a lot to work on. Being younger than I was when I got into college, I was helping out people with their homework, doing little things here and there, and so I got pretty proud of myself. I never really said anything, but I felt better about myself than I should have, and something that I have to work on is just humility. We all have to work on humility, and it is, I think it's in Proverbs 27, something like that. I had to throw it in, I don't remember, but it says that there are six sins that God hates, and one of them is, what is it, haughty eyes, which can be better translated as a proud look, something that looks boastful, someone who has their head raised up high, who has a ton of pride in their life, they feel higher than everyone else. We are not to feel that way. We are to realize our place in this world. We are to realize that we are here doing the work of God. So, I hope this was helpful for you. I hope that I said something that was correct. If I didn't, correct me. I'm sure something was out of place or wrong, and if it was, I'm sorry. But that is the end of my little sermon. That's something that I just felt we should all understand, we should all be remembered, is humility is one of the most important things we can do in our lives. So if you would now, please, what is it, the song? Please stand up for this evening's song.